What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Well, the Bucks County District Attorney's Office says a violent road rage incident earlier this month never should have happened, as the man accused in that case should have already been behind bars. As we hear more now from KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert.
44-year-old John Mathis was shot by Bensalem police after authorities say he robbed a cell phone store in Philadelphia, pointed a gun at another driver's head at a light on Bristol Pike, then at the officer, Bensalem Director of Public Safety William McVeigh.
Bensalem is the second officer-involved shooting we've had within a year where the suspect who was shot never should have been out there on the street committing crimes, putting residents, citizens, and the police officers in danger.
Dangerous individuals should not be out in the community, plain and simple.
Bucks County DA Jen Shorn says while our office leads the state in getting people into diversionary programs like drug court or veterans court when warranted, they argued unsuccessfully Mathis should be kept behind bars after he was arrested for a violent road rage incident a week before.
Getting out of his vehicle and then smashing through the windshield of that victim's car with a baseball bat.
Authorities say Mathis had cut off an ankle monitor and previously failed to show for other criminal hearings. Shorn credits police, as she says Mathis was running toward a residential area with a backyard barbecue and family parties when he was shot. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.